Blackpool demo, strong anti-Tory mood. Chris Ball, Lancashire Socialist Party on a welcome day of sunshine. Hundreds of trade unionists, including sacked P&O workers, NHS campaigners, and disability and anti-fracking activists, assembled in Blackpool on Saturday the 19th of March. With a samba band, and our trade union and climate banners prominent, we marched from opposite Blackpool Tower to the Winter Gardens, where the Tory party was holding its spring conference. This was a chance to protest against the Tories' ruthless squeeze on living standards, and their attempt to make workers pay the cost of the COVID pandemic and the capitalist economic crisis. The cost of living crisis demo had originally been called by the Trades Union Congress, TUC, as a national demo, but was then cancelled, without good reason, at the last minute. See worker struggles show way forward at socialistparty.org.uk. But the need to protest against the Tories was as strong as ever. The Blackpool, Field and We Trades Council, BFWTUC, alongside Lancashire Trades Councils, Unite branches in the region, NHS protesters, who also provided an ad van which was driven round the town calling for opposition to the healthcare bill, and climate activists involved in the successful anti-fracking protests in the area, all came together, and decided the protest should go ahead. The TUC, under pressure, has now called a new demo on the 18th of June, see page 5. At the Blackpool demo, Darren Proctor from the RMT spoke powerfully on behalf of a contingent of sacked P&O workers. Darren received rapturous applause for his call for worker solidarity. The rally held outside the Tory conference was chaired by Lynn Goodwin, BFWTUC president, with speakers including the Trades Council Secretary Ken Cridland, and others from the various campaigns represented.